This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu unveiled the new flag and insignia of the Supreme Court of India in New Delhi today. She is now addressing the valedictory at the ongoing National Conference of District Judiciary. The two-day conference organized by the Supreme Court featured five sessions on district judiciary issues, including infrastructure, inclusive courtrooms, judicial security, case management and training. Yesterday, while inaugurating the conference, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that atrocities against women and safety of children are matters of grave concern for the society. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has condemned the incident that happened with a woman doctor in Kolkata. He called for creating a mechanism to punish the culprits involved in such crimes. Addressing the students and faculty members at AIIMS Rishikesh in Uttarakhand today, Mr. Dhankar stressed that action must be taken against those who shame humanity with such heinous crimes. Early on the second day of his two-day visit, the Vice President addressed the cadets of the Rashtriya Indian Military College, Dehradun. He appreciated the decision to admit girls in military schools. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting, Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnav inspected the newly manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper coach at the BEML facility in Bengaluru today. He announced the indigenously designed and manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper version is ready for testing and trial run and will roll out of the facility in the next few days. He said the passengers will benefit from it in the next 3 months. The minister will virtually flag off the Pilibhit to Mylani train service from the VIP terminal of Kempegowda International Airport in Bengaluru this evening. Senior JDU leader K.C. Tyagi has resigned as the party spokesperson today. Rajiv Ranjan Prasad has been appointed as a new party spokesperson. Mr. Tyagi said that he is neither upset nor disappointed and is still with the party. He added that he is JDU's political advisor and a political commitment to Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandavia has said that the government is actively exploring various avenues to ensure gig and platform workers are covered under social security. He said this while chairing a review meeting in New Delhi today. Dr. Mandavia emphasized that the government is working on a comprehensive strategy to provide them with social security they deserve. A gig worker is someone who takes on short-term or project-based jobs, often for multiple clients at once, rather than being employed by a single company. On the 7th Foundation Day of India Post Payments Bank today, the Minister of Communications, Jyotiraditya Scindia, has highlighted the bank's role in fulfilling the goal of financial inclusion through its simple and affordable services. In a social media post, Mr. Scindia said that since the inception of this initiative, bank accounts of about 9.88 crore Indians have been opened. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, inaugurated the two-day national seminar on integrated Mithun farming for enhancing farmers' income in northeastern regions of India, being held as a part of Mithun Day celebration in Itanagar today. He also released status papers, leaflets and literature on Mithun, souvenir of the celebration, and presented awards to progressive Mithun farmers on the occasion. In Telangana, very heavy rain continued to lash several parts of the state. Normal life has been severely affected in low-lying areas in various districts. The state government has directed district administration of the 11 districts that are on red alert to take measures on war footing to protect the bunds of lakes and streams. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy has directed officials of emergency services to be available round the clock at ground level. In Maharashtra, rain has subsided in most areas, including Mumbai and its suburbs. The India Meteorological Department has issued a warning for heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over western, central and southern parts of the country. It said that Vidarbha and Telangana regions are expected to witness extremely heavy rainfall today, and heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely at isolated places in Assam, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Kerala, Mahe and Telangana. And that is the end of this news bulletin.